I want people to start thinking about LinkedIn as their secret weapon, even if they're not job hunting right now. First thing that I think is really important for people to think about is that LinkedIn is their career insurance policy. And what I mean by that, as the world changes around us and the competition becomes more fierce for talent, more people potentially are going to be on the job market over the next 5 or 10 years looking for opportunities. Set yourself up now for success in the future. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Career Confidence Podcast today. It honestly means the world to me. Now, before we dive into today's episode, I wanted to let you know about something I have been working on behind the scenes. So as you know from listening, I am writing a book called The Bold Move. And alongside the book, I am also developing something that is really going to help people in this current world of work. Now, what I'm hearing from so many people is there is a lot of uncertainty, there's fear, there's lack of confidence, lack of clarity. People are generally concerned about their careers and what the world is going to look like over the next 5 or 10 years. And no wonder, because stats like 44% of workers are going to have to change careers by 2028, according to the World Economic Forum. 300 million jobs could be impacted by AI globally. And then the fact that, according to LinkedIn, 60% of professionals don't know what their next step should be. It's no surprise that there is a lot of confusion in the market right now. And I really want to do everything in my power to help. So alongside an amazing team, I've created a AI-powered career mentor called Pivotr, spelled P-I-V-O-T-R, pivotr.com. And what this tool is going to give you is everything you need to succeed in this new world of work. Whether you're looking to pivot into a completely different industry, learn AI, and make sure you're staying ahead in your career, pivot up in your current industry, go for that promotion, or even a pivot project, you want to launch your own thing, Pivotr is going to be your career mentor in this new uncertain world of work. It's going to give you that clarity. It will give you that personalized roadmap and break it down into weekly sprints so you know exactly what to do to get you to where you want to be. It's also going to have voice enablement so you can chat to Pivotr anytime you need that little bit of comfort, clarity, certainty. The AI tool and Pivotr is going to be there to support you and guide you every single step of the way. Now, we are only looking for a handful of people to test the product as it's in very, very early stages. So if you'd like to be involved, please go to pivotr.com. We'll make sure that we put it in the show notes and reach out to me if you'd like to know more about the tool I'm creating. But I really, really am looking forward to launching this. And as the listeners of the Career Confidence Podcast, you'll be the first to know when the tool is ready for you. So go to pivotr.com, check it out, pop your name on that early access list. You do not want to miss out on the opportunity to be one of the first to use this. Your feedback is going to be very, very valued and will shape the future of this product. So thank you so much again for tuning in today. And now over to today's episode. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Career Confidence Podcast with myself, Georgie Hubbard. And today sat beside me is my co-founder, Pamela Caldwell. Pam, amazing to have you back on the mic with me as always.
I love being back in the podcast. See, what's the topics for today?
Well, I thought we've been talking about this a lot this week and I thought we could talk to LinkedIn. I think there is so much confusion still in the marketplace when we speak to candidates about actually how they should be thinking about their LinkedIn profile right now and just how much things have changed in our recruitment careers over even the last few years and how now we actually use LinkedIn to headhunt talent, to find new talent, to sort of search people. When we get a resume and the first thing we do is go to someone's LinkedIn profile. And I just don't think people are privy to that information. So I want to just sort of like break it all down today. And I want people to start thinking about LinkedIn as their secret weapon, even if they're not job hunting right now. So first thing that I think is really important for people to think about is that LinkedIn is their career insurance policy. And what I mean by that is as the world changes around us and the competition becomes more fierce for talent, more people potentially are going to be on the job market over the next 5 or 10 years looking for opportunities. Set yourself up now for success in the future. And that all comes down to how you're presenting yourself online. So let's just sort of stick to that right now, because I don't think people are thinking about their online presence in this manner. And we all have one, whether we realize it or not. So one piece of advice for somebody that is on LinkedIn right now, like, what mistakes are you seeing when you're resourcing for a new role, for example? What's like a couple of mistakes you think that people make when it comes to their LinkedIn profile? Let's start there.
It's a really good starting place. And I think that there's some really simple points that we could make here that are incredibly obvious to you and I, because I think as well as recruiters and headhunters, we utilize the platform constantly. We're on it consistently throughout the course of the week. There's not a day of the week that you and I are not engaging on LinkedIn. That is not everyone else's reality. Mm-hmm. So there are some things that you and I would think are completely obvious, but time and time again on the daily, I look at candidate profiles. And there's some really simple things that I think that we could start off to mention. Mm-hmm. And again, I don't want to seem really obvious, but I think it is really important to note. Profile picture. This is a professional networking site. It isn't Facebook. And if you are presenting yourself in a professional manner, I do think it is incredibly important to have a professionally appealing photograph as your profile picture. It's the first thing that recruiters will look at. It's the first thing that companies, if you apply, will look at. They will see. You want to make sure that it's a professional shot. You are smiling. You know, just think about how you could present yourself in a way that you look very approachable. And this does not have to be, you don't have to get a professional photo shoot. The majority of us have got smartphones. Set up and take a couple of pictures and think, right, okay, I want to really be smiling, open, and sitting here in a professional way. Dress well, get your hair done, maybe whack on a bit of makeup if you wear makeup, if you're a female, and get it up there. So the first thing, I honestly think that a profile picture just can speak 1,000 words. Mm-hmm. If you look, you know, just present yourself as that in that really appealing way. Thoughts?
Oh, I completely agree. And I'm smiling because I've just Googled you, right? So just to drive this point home, right? And the first thing when I Google Pam Caldwell or Pamela Caldwell that comes up is your LinkedIn profile.
Interesting.
Right?
Yeah.
And this is what I don't think people realize, is that this is usually going to be the first thing that comes up. So if someone's Googling you, not that people Google each other these days, but it's also like, what is the market seeing? What are you presenting to the world? And more employers are going to actually do this, because again, you can now find out information about people just by Googling them like this. So literally the first thing that comes up when I Google Pamela Caldwell is your LinkedIn profile. And the first thing is, I'm the founder and the director of CH Talent Solutions, a specialist recruitment partner, right? So that's the first thing that comes up on a Google search for you. That's powerful. This is online real estate. This is what people don't understand. This is going to become increasingly more important, because as the world changes, when you can literally chat to ChatGPT or Google, there's all the voice-enabled platforms that are coming. People are going to go, find me a recruiter in Melbourne that specializes in technology. And if you're not coming up in the first few searches, or you're not being popped up and recommended, where's your business going to be in 5 years' time? Where are you going to be as a career professional in 5 years' time? So the more time you invest in it right now, see your LinkedIn profile as your digital real estate. Invest time in it. Think about what you want to present to the world. Like you say, get a good picture. A picture says 1,000 words, right? So make sure your LinkedIn profile is set up for success, and picture is the first thing people notice. So don't have it as a picture of you with a glass of wine on a Friday night, you know?
Or not smiling. So many of the past couple of weeks where people, it looks like a police mugshot.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like. You're allowed, please make sure that you think about what is going to make it appealing for someone to want to engage and speak to me.
Correct.
Right. So look friendly, look open, look like someone that someone else in your network actually wants to get to know and network with and make a connection with. So that really is the first thing. The second thing that I think is obvious but worth noting is job titles, especially if you're going to be open to opportunities or open to exploring the market. Make sure that the job title that you have in your current place of employment or the, you know, the history of your career, make sure it flows. There's some really quirky job titles out there, and sometimes people put a million and one titles, which can really make it not clear and tangible for someone that's looking to headhunt you. So I think really get clear on what it is that you've been doing in your current role and what type of requirements it is that you would like to be contacted about. And I do think that that consistency in job title can really help someone that is potentially reviewing hundreds of applications or hundreds of candidates on the daily really make your profile stand out. So I think genuinely have a think about what your job titles are. I think that that's something really important. You know, for example, I know that recently I was recruiting for a program manager role, and I spoke with a really amazing program manager that I know, but on her LinkedIn she had herself down as program manager, delivery lead, project management consultant, architect, change. It was just far too much. And I obviously did give her that advice that she really needs to narrow that down and really pinpoint exactly what type of position she's looking for next, and just like pick one. You know, you don't need to be a million and one things.
Yeah. And the reason why this is so important, if you're sat there now thinking, okay, why is this important? Why is this relevant? Is for the main thing is this. When, so as we all know, AI is going in everything, right? LinkedIn now has implemented a tool into LinkedIn Recruiter, which is what recruiters use to source talent. And basically now we can upload a job description into LinkedIn, and LinkedIn will go away and find all of the top candidates that match that job description. Okay. This is why now it's really important. If you want to be seen, if you want to stand out, if you want to be visible, you need to make sure that your skills and strengths and job titles are all clearly presented in your LinkedIn profile. See it as your online CV, okay? And if you really want to be more searchable and come up in a LinkedIn recruiter search, my advice is really think about your headline. So have your title nice and clear. So say program delivery, and then you could almost put a few sort of skills or strengths alongside that, just to really make it pop and stand out. Because that's what's searchable when, as a recruiter, we start looking at talent. And why this is important as well is that you might not be quite at the stage yet where you're ready to make a leap. But imagine if once a month or every even couple of weeks, you had a message from a recruiter say, hey, are you open to this great opportunity? Now, one day you might actually get a message and you go, actually, that sounds really, really interesting. I'm going to go and speak to that recruiter. And it's all about just networking and making contacts. So when you actually are ready to move on, you know what's kind of available. You've spoken to a few recruiters. You know who's credible. You know who you want to work with. But rather have the opportunities come into you before you're ready to make the leap than all of a sudden be told that there's a restructure or really get into the point where you're really over where you're working and then start thinking about all of this. So if you can set this up now, you're going to be far more prepared for what's to come and hopefully get opportunities coming to you before you're even ready to take the leap. And it might be the opportunities of your dreams. So
amazing.
This is why we're saying these things right now, because it's how recruiters are searching. It's where the industry's moved towards. Because back in the old days, I'm going back, you know, 10 years ago when we first started in recruitment, I know you've been in no longer, you would just post a job ad. You didn't really have, LinkedIn didn't have these functions and technology behind it to really start bringing up the talent. And there wasn't as many users on LinkedIn now, so it's even more competitive. But it is so important. I can't stress this enough. If you really want to get ahead in your career, yes, AI, yes, all the human skills, but do the basics first. Make sure that you're setting up all of your online presence and LinkedIn, especially, in the best light possible. So that's just super important. The second thing, and I did just sort of touch on this, but I really want to drive this point home, is that 87% of recruiters use LinkedIn every single day. When has there been a day in our career over the last now 10 years that we haven't actually gone on to LinkedIn? I can't actually remember a day.
No, not a day's gone by. Yeah, mm-hmm. Not a day's gone by we've not been on the platform. And I think, like, something else that's actually really important to note is engage on the platform. And by engage, what I don't mean is overnight start posting or, you know, sending out polls or writing comments, because mm-hmm. that's not in everyone's wheelhouse. It's not mm-hmm. what people feel comfortable mm-hmm. doing. But something that I do regularly to engage with the platform is like other people's posts. Mm-hmm. that I find interesting. Mm-hmm. If I see something that I read that I like and I connect with and that is in an area of interest for me professionally, hit like it, hit the like button, because what that will also do is send a signal to your network. Like, you will, what you like and what you engage with, that will then come up in your other first connections and within your network's mm-hmm. feed as well, which, without even posting anything, you are going to remain front and center and front of mind with, say you're a software engineer, other software engineers in your network. And that's just a really gentle way to remain really engaged on the platform and being active on the platform. So you don't have to be a thought leader. You don't have to mm-hmm. post every day. But that's probably one of the more gentle ways that you can really engage with LinkedIn, mm-hmm. is just make sure that you're hitting that like button whenever you read anything that you think is particularly mm-hmm. relevant. And that just keeps you front of mind for people as well. Mm-hmm. I think, like, that is a really subtle way. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think that's a really good starting point. I would go a little step further and just say that I think you could then, if you like something, you could also then reshare it on your platform. Yeah. And again, it's just all about that increased visibility piece, because if I go to a profile of somebody that I'm considering them for an opportunity, I'm looking at their picture, I'm looking at their job titles, and I'm also looking then at what they post about and what they share. And this is also something that I actually do quite often, and I'll be like, oh, have they been to any conferences in their area or recently? Or, you know, if they're a designer, for example, have they got their portfolio that they are sharing? Or, you know, have, what are they liking? What are they engaging with? And what are they talking about as well? Because I think it does say a lot about that person. So I think you're absolutely right. And it's so important as well, because it increases visibility, and visibility leads to opportunity. So like your colleagues' posts, if you've seen a company that you've identified as a place you'd like to work for, like and engage in the posts, make people aware of who you are, then go and connect to a few people that work in that business. Just whatever you do in this new world we're moving into now, be visible, be seen, and see LinkedIn as a really, really good networking tool as well. It's not just a social media platform. It's not just I'm going to go on LinkedIn when I need a job. This is something that I would give, honestly, some time to each and every week, logging on, liking, commenting, engaging on the platform, aiming to connect to a few different people each week, seeing what job opportunities are out there. This is, again, how you're going to stay relevant to what is coming. Like, go to the jobs, type in your industry, and see what jobs are being advertised. See what skills are in the job briefs. Is there AI in there? Is there a human skill? Is there something that you go, well, maybe I need to start learning that? We need to get in the driver's seat of our own life. No one's coming to save us. No one's coming to tap us on the shoulder and say, hey, I think you'd be really good for this job over here. You have to now be very, very intentional. And it's something I probably do without even thinking about now. So even, say, in our industry and talent, there was a role advertised the other day for head of talent. And I'm curious. I always click in and look, what are companies looking for right now? And interestingly, in the job ad, it say AI literate. So already in talent now, if we decided to shut down our recruitment business tomorrow and go and get a job in a talent as a head of talent somewhere, we'd have to be AI literate. So it's like, okay, so that tells me then, right, well, if I want to stay relevant, so I'm completely future-proof, so if we needed to go and get a job tomorrow, I'm going to make sure then I have the right skills in my industry to keep ahead. So you can almost use LinkedIn as a bit of a research tool as well. What's being advertised? Who's advertising it? Who are these companies? Let me go and research them. Who's hiring? Let me make connections with them. But it is incredibly important if you want to stay relevant, if you want to stay ready for what's coming. This is the sort of activities I decide to think about doing every week.
Yeah. And I think I can see, you know, the power in the networking groups that are available on LinkedIn as well. I think genuinely pick some areas of interest. I would choose to follow maybe 2 to 3 groups And then just from following those 2 to 3, you'll really identify what sort of group you really relate with and you feel that you would really fit in really well with, you would feel comfortable with. Join those, focus on those, and then you also find that you'll have some networking opportunities that come up throughout that. But by the time you go to an in-person meetup, you'll probably feel that you've actually made a couple of more connections, and it will feel a bit more of a comfortable scenario by the time you go to some of the networking groups as well. But just like stay really engaged, and it's just like such a great tool for keeping your finger on the pulse of what's happening in the market. Mm-hmm. It really is. Mm-hmm. It's such a great tool for knowledge, learning, and it's almost madness to not be on there on the weekly, even mm-hmm. if you're not mm-hmm. actively in the job market. Mm-hmm. I think just really keeping abreast of like industry news, mm-hmm. it's a fantastic tool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I guess like how I'm using it at the moment as well, and we can sort of, I think, you know, it's always important to sort of like share what we're doing. Obviously, I am active on the platform. I do share a lot. And I'll honestly say that I do believe that there's been a lot of wins in our business from me starting to share lessons and career insights. And I wouldn't be doing it unless there was a reward. So like that whole visibility piece is really important. Secondly, I'm also deeply passionate about helping people navigate this new world of work that we're going into. And I think once you identify, what are you passionate about? What could you just talk about all day? What comes up at the breakfast table in the morning? What comes up at dinner with your friends? What are you naturally passionate about? And if it's linked to your industry, which maybe it is, maybe it isn't, start talking about that. Start becoming a bit more of a creator in that space. Share your lessons, share your ideas. If you've read something interesting over the weekend in the paper, share it on LinkedIn. But I think you've got to think about what value can you give to the marketplace. That is always my thought process. I think when people think, oh, don't share online, it's showing off, or I don't want to be seen as having an ego, that's rubbish. That is honestly like dinosaur thinking. Every single person's got value to share to the marketplace. And I feel like as recruiters, people who work in talent and careers, we have a responsibility right now. We have a responsibility to share what we know with the marketplace, what we're seeing, and actually help individuals right now transition into new industries, get ahead, stay relevant. I feel that is a responsibility for myself. If you're somewhere in a leadership role, you're thinking about stepping up into CEO or CTO or just stepping up or stepping sideways, share your experiences, share your learnings, because there's somebody else that's going to come up behind you, or maybe thinking about a career pivot themselves. What are you learning in the process? The more value you can give to the marketplace, the more opportunities will come back to you.
Do you know what I was just thinking as you were talking there? I also find it as a social media platform, one of the most positive yes. and uplifting mm-hmm. and upbeat platforms that are out there. There's a lot of positivity. There's a lot of people pulling other people up mm-hmm. and people happy to see other people hitting career milestones and being successful. And I see a lot of that on that platform. And that is really wonderful, because you'll soon find that you'll have this little group of cheerleaders that really want to see you being successful in your career and are willing to help you to achieve certain things and pull you up and celebrate your successes and your wins with you. Because when it comes to your professional career, it's not often something that you speak about to your friendship group mm-hmm. or, you know, to anyone that's not really in your professional world. Mm-hmm. It's something that you often just, you know, you go away and you work on by yourself, like in your team and in your work. So I find it a very positive platform, a very positive social media experience, because if it wasn't, I wouldn't be on it. There's not a lot of negativity that's out there. The only negativity I see sometimes is actually recruiter bashing, which
is always fun to read.
It's always fun to read, and sort of makes you really think about how, you know, you're showing up on the daily for your candidates. So it sort of keeps things front of mind for us as well, and keeps us really operating with, you know, certain morals and authenticity when it comes to how we're showing up on the day-to-day basis. But there's honestly not a lot of negativity that I see on that platform. And that's probably part of why I actually really enjoy being on that platform over mm-hmm. your Instagrams and your Facebooks. So if you are thinking about maybe sharing a little bit more or putting out something that's a bit more of an opinion-based mm-hmm. piece, mm-hmm. I would honestly say hit post, mm-hmm. because what you'll find is that people will be very supportive of yeah. whatever it is that you yeah. share.
And the worst thing that can happen is, yes, okay, someone will comment something, but I've been posting on LinkedIn now for consistently for about 5 years. Yeah. I have never, in fact, that's a lie. I have had maybe in that time, 5 people write a bit of a narky comment. But it wasn't anything that I just sort of brushed it off so quickly. It was just, honestly, it was just so fleeting. And then in fact, people jumped in and just said, blah, 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 and it was just almost like shut them down for me. And I was like, oh, fantastic. You know, yeah. But I think this is what holds so many people back. People are so afraid of what other people think about them. And, you know, it's Brené Brown that says it best. If they're not in the arena, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. And you've also got to think about why you're doing something as well, okay? Like if you're doing it generally to get ahead in your career, if you're doing it generally to help people, if you're doing it generally to offer value to the marketplace, you know that's coming from a really good place. So if someone comes along and wants to comment on that, or if you're worried about what people think about you putting yourself out there, it doesn't matter. As long as you know in your heart why you're doing it, then lead with that, because it really doesn't make any difference what anyone's got to say, because you're going to be the one in 3 years, 5 years time that's worked on themselves, presented yourself in the right way, and opportunities are going to be coming to you, not them. So this is my call to action for everyone listening to this right now. If you have a LinkedIn profile, okay, let's just get really practical. This is literally the first step I would do. Bring it up now. Look at your picture. Ask yourself the question, is it 20 years old? Does it need a revamp? You know, we have iPhones now with world-class cameras on. Take a new picture, update that. Next, look at your title. That is super, super important. That's what comes up in the search bar when recruiters search, or hiring managers or HR managers search. Make sure you've got your title that you want to, and make sure as well, just to pause here, make sure it doesn't reflect your past, make sure it reflects your present. This is super important. So if you're, say, a software engineer, you've just got an AI certificate, say software engineer, AI enabled, or you could be HR manager, AI literate, right? If you're doing AI training right now, make sure that's front and center of your profile. That is going to be standing out. Second thing, you could put a banner image. You know, I think it's nice to have some kind of banner image on your LinkedIn profile. It just shows that you've got a little bit of an extra mile, you've thought about it, your profile's looking really professional. So I would encourage that. It's an absolute must have, but I think it is just going the extra mile. Headline we've discussed, about section. Again, this is what comes up on the search bar. Now really think about this. So think, who are you and what do? Who do you help and your values? And just literally have 3 to 5 paragraphs. You can even use ChatGPT to do this, by the way. But I'm going to say this, if you are going to do that, please don't have it filled with emojis and the long dashes. Like everybody knows that's ChatGPT. So little hint here, if you're going to use ChatGPT, which I actually encourage you to do, or Claude or any of the other MLs, make sure that it doesn't read, it's in your own words. So maybe
make it sound like you.
Yeah, write it out first, then whack it into ChatGPT and say, hey, can you make this even better? Can you act like a world-class copywriter? Prompt it correctly so you get the outcome that you want, but utilize that. I mean, how long did it use to take you to write your bio?
Oh my God, I'm an overthinker as well when it comes to writing things. So it actually takes me quite a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got these tools now. Use them, please. But that's sort of where you start. Then your experience. So current role with outcomes, not just responsibilities. Think about this as your CV. So when you're going through your experience section, like you said, clear title, not 10 titles. That is so freaking confusing for people. Make sure you got your dates correct. The other day I was chatting to someone on the phone and all of the dates are wrong on LinkedIn on the CV. That's a big red flag, in fact. So if we get a CV through and then we jump onto a LinkedIn profile, it doesn't match up. I mean, I called them anyway just to verify and they were like, oh my God, I didn't realize this. Thank you so much for pointing it out. So just make sure whatever you've got on your CV, it's reflective on your LinkedIn profile. The two have got to align. Otherwise, that could be a bit of a red flag. So current roles, outcomes, not just responsibilities. This is really key. Okay. So it's like, what did you actually achieve in that position? Write it out. It's your online presence. It's your online CV. Go into detail. Showcase what you've done. Showcase how amazing you are. Showcase the outcomes that you get for employers and businesses. Because people are going to go, wow, I want Pam working for me. She's grown teams, you know, she's grown teams from 0 to 150 people. She knows what she's doing. I'm going to tap Pam up. So really think about this. Then it's thinking about, okay, Have you got anything that you have done? Have you got any articles? Have you spoken at any conferences? This is all about then positioning yourself as the authority, positioning yourself as a thought leader. If you want to do this, this is just a nice add-on. If you've got then any skills endorsements, you could definitely put them in. Any new certificates, whack them in. This is what you really want to be showcasing. You want to be showcasing that you are learning, you are evolving, you are doing things to help your career. So this is super, super important. So that's like the profile in essence. If you just get that piece right, you're going to be searchable, you're going to stand out, and people are going to like read a nice LinkedIn profile and go, I definitely want to speak to this person. On top of that, if you then got to think about LinkedIn as your shop front, how are you going to get people to your shop front? Okay, this is important. We were talking about this the other day, right? So you got your shop front now. It's all set up nicely. You've got all of your skills and experience and your title and your picture, and it all looks fabulous. How are you going to bring people to it? And this is more for people, I guess, who are really active on the market, or people who really want to start taking this to the next level. Love what you said about commenting on people's posts, resharing other people that you admire. Fantastic. You could then go a step further and share with your thoughts. So you could say, I love what Pam said about this on career skills of the future. I completely agree. And just add your spin on it. The only thing to add, I would be with blah, blah, blah. Right. So that's a really easy way of sharing content and offering value at the same time. And hey, if I reshare you, what are you going to do? You're going to click on me. Who's this Georgie Hubbard? Why has she just shared? Oh, okay. I'll follow her.
Yeah.
This is how you build your network.
Do you know what I've actually noticed? This particular thing, building in confidence, because there's been a lot of people that have found themselves being made redundant over the past 12 to 18 months. And I think at the beginning of the way that the tech market did take a little bit of a shift, people were carrying quite a lot of shame with being made redundant. But what I've actually noticed is that you just like slowly but surely, people have noticed that because it's been happening at a bit more of a scale than normal, people had actually been a lot more comfortable by just actually sharing that that's been part of their career journey on LinkedIn. And again, the support, the uplift, the community that comes together to help people that have found themselves being made redundant and on the job market, it's actually been so heartwarming to see. So if that is you and you've found yourself really unexpectedly on the job market, what to do is just please do not carry any shame around that. That, you know, there's been so many restructures that have happened across, you know, a wide variety of industries over the past year. But again, this is when the power of your networking, your connections really comes to play, because it's often not what you know, it's who you know. So even something as simple as putting out a post, just letting the market know that you are open and you are ready for the next step in your career, and potentially talk about something that you achieved in the last place of employment, and tag the people that you went on the journey with, tag the people that you were in a team with, because by doing that as well, they will then like and share your post and just like really raise awareness to the wider market that you are open to opportunities. And honestly, I have seen so many people secure their next role through the power of liking, commenting, and sharing to a wider network on LinkedIn. And please do make sure that that goes full circle. So if you see someone that you've worked with previously, that of course you would rate and that you enjoyed working with, and you do think that they're good at what they do, like, comment, share. Like the power of community really does stand, and it actually drives change on LinkedIn as well.
I agree. And I think we've got to lean more into this human element now more than ever, because I think we are going to enter scary times. I do. I think there is going to be a lot more people on the market over the next 3 years. And I honestly am thinking about it so much right now. And that's why I'm trying to speak up about it as much as possible. I want people to be aware of what they can do now to prepare. And I do honestly think that's why we've done the podcast today, because if you get this piece right, this is kind of like your foundation. It's going to make you, like I said, come up in searches more easily. If you start getting into a bit more of the habit of sharing, commenting now, it's going to become, like I said, a habit, and you're going to do it more naturally over the next sort of like 2 to 3 years. And who knows what's going to come from that? Who knows what's going to come from that? Like, if you share an article today, if you write an article on something and put it out into the world, that's evergreen. It's going to be on your profile for a long time. You could then put it as like a featured post. And then someone's going to come to your profile, maybe not in a week's time, a month's time, but maybe in a year's time, and read an article you've written and gone, wow, that was so good. And I'd love to have a conversation or grab a coffee with you about that. So don't underestimate this now. I think that this is what people need to understand in this new world that we're moving into. Your personal brand, how you show up online, is becoming increasingly more important. And I don't want anyone who listens to this podcast to look back 3 years from now and go, damn it, that was an opportunity and I didn't take it. So take it, get your LinkedIn profile set up for success. And the final thing is that I think LinkedIn Recruiter is, not LinkedIn Recruiter, but LinkedIn in general, is a massive networking opportunity. It is a networking engine. You get to see, like, imagine walking into an office and being able to see through the glass every single person in an organization. Who works there, where they worked before, what they like to do, who they are. That's amazing. And you've got that at your fingertips. That is what LinkedIn offers. You can click on Canva and you can see who works there in the design team. You can see who works in the development team. You can see what background do they have? What are they talking about? You can go into the top companies globally and just discover and research who works there. What are they hiring for? What do I need to do to make sure, if I want to work for a company like that one day, that I'm doing right now at this moment to maybe be considered for an opportunity in that business? Like, that is so powerful.
It's huge. And that's another really good point. If you are serious about your own personal growth and your own personal development, if, for example, because you've just mentioned Canva, I'm thinking specifically of that. If you're a designer, you follow Canva, you follow the top people in that organization, you connect with them, you're then going to see what content they're liking, what content they're engaging with, what content they're sharing. Mm-hmm. You're then going to be really learning and growing from the best in your industry. Mm-hmm. So genuinely do think about it as your own professional little learning tool. Mm-hmm. Just purely by seeing what the top minds in your industry are sharing, learning, and what they are doing to remain at the top of their game. Mm-hmm. It really is a wonderful tool that's been developed. And honestly, I can't believe that when I started my career, it wasn't even around. And it just shows you how adaptable we are. You know, we really do. We change and evolve and it's such a rate. And I just think that it's something that even when you're not on the job market, you really should be engaging with on the weekly, just to keep on top of trends, keep on top of what's happening in the market. But networking and the power of the community is really important. And even on LinkedIn, let's even take it off the platform for a second as well. How you show up in your day-to-day work is going to matter as well, because it's like who you are as a person and your own career and your own team and how you're showing up for others. That's also going to drive the authenticity to your online presence as well. So how you are as a person and your own day-to-day career and team, that matters, because they're going to be your immediate fans, call it, when you're actually on LinkedIn. They're going to be the people that are going to be showing you the support, giving you the big thumbs up, giving you the big clappy of the hands. You know, they're the ones that are going to be flying your fat flag, you know, throughout the course of your career. So make sure that you show up as the best version of yourself on the daily as well.
I think that is actually, you've touched upon something really, really important here, which I'm so aware of. I mean, we all have bad days. We all have moments where we don't show up as our best self. That's normal. We're human beings. Let's honor that.
We're amazing every day.
I like to think every day I do sort of show up as the best version of me. But there are certain days when, especially like, you know, certain times of the month where I can be a little bit off, shall we say. But I'm really, really intentional. I would never want somebody to meet me in real life and be disappointed or think, oh, she's not who she is online. I know that how I show up online is who I am in real life. And if you met me tomorrow down the street, you'd get the same energy, the same positivity, the same vibe, the same attention that I give online. And I think that is really, really important. And I think if you really want to build your brand online and offline over the next 2 to 3 years, this is also something to think about, right? Because you can't do a big post on LinkedIn about, you know, offering tons of value, then walk into your workplace, suck being a mood hoover. Correct. You know, you've got, it's everything. It's your whole aura. It's how you show up online and offline are equally as important. But if you're just showing up in your place of work and you're not then showing up online, you're missing out on a lot of opportunities. So this is why it's so important. But I think we've given people a lot to think about. Now, If you are brand new to LinkedIn, maybe let us know, because we can do a whole episode on how exactly to start from scratch, how to maybe get your first 100 people on LinkedIn, and how to start to really use and leverage this platform to its full advantage. But I hope that gives you enough context today to really reflect and think, am I maximizing all of the opportunity that's on LinkedIn? Is my profile set up for success? And don't just listen to this podcast and go and get distracted and go and do something else. Once, now that we're coming to the end of this podcast, take a breath, look at your LinkedIn profile, and really think about, is this selling me? Is this telling a story of who I am and where I want to go? Or does this reflect past me, past experience? Make sure it's reflective of who you are now and where you want to be. I think that's also super powerful to remember. But Pam, always a pleasure having you on the Old Career Confidence podcast. And yeah, there'll be lots more episodes to come. And I know you're off to amazing Europe for your 40th in a couple of weeks' time. So you'll be on a nice cruise soon. So thanks for making the time to come in and get this recorded today.
Always a joy. Cannot wait to be floating around to the Italian Riviera in a few weeks.
Oh God, jealous. But for those of us not going on holiday, have an amazing week, and reach out to Pam and I. Let us know what your biggest takeaway was. And also, if you have updated your profile, reach out to Pam and I, and we can have a little squiz to make sure it's got the tick of approval. And we'll give you any feedback if you want it. But thank you so much for tuning in today, and I will speak to you again very soon. Have a great week. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you've got this far, that honestly means the world to me and lets me know that you've got a lot of value from today's episode. So if I could just ask you to do one thing, pull out your phone and please leave a quick review. It honestly would mean the world to me. It will help this podcast grow and get our message out there to more people. So if you could do that for me, that would be amazing. And please reach out and just let me know what you want to hear more about, what you're interested in. It will just also help me make sure that I'm continuing to speak to topics that are relevant, and also find guests that are real true experts in what you want to know more about. So have an amazing day. Thanks so much for doing that. And I can't wait to share the next episode with you. Thank you.